Returning to Ukraine, where a 21-year-old Russian tank commander, Vadim Shishimarin, has pleaded guilty to shooting dead a 62-year-old man as he rode his bicycle down a village road. It's Ukraine's first trial for war crimes committed during the Russian invasion. Ukraine prosecutors have moved quickly. It's extremely unusual to hold a trial while a war is ongoing and unprecedented to do it within weeks. Sarah Rainsford is BBC correspondent. She's in Kyiv and she's been following this trial. Sarah, good morning to you. Will you describe for us the scene and the atmosphere in that small Kyiv courtroom yesterday when this Russian commander was brought before the judge?
Well, as you say, a small room. It was a tiny courtroom here in Kyiv, and a huge number of TV cameras and journalists were trying to squeeze into that room to be present at this trial. The authorities did their best to try to get everyone in, but it was a tight squeeze. And when Vadim Shishimarin was brought in, he was brought in, as is traditional here, under heavy arms guard with his hands cuffed, and he was led into a cage, essentially a metal cage with glass around it. And he was sitting there, in fact, just a couple of meters then from the widow of the man he pleaded guilty to killing. So Katerina Shilipova was sitting with her hands over her face, or her hands clasped at other moments. In fact, when Vadim Shishimarin was led in, the first time she'd actually seen the man who shot her husband, she had to wipe tears from her eyes, and she looked extremely emotional at some points during the hearing. But the Russian tank commander himself was very quiet, he had his head bowed most of the time. He wasn't looking in her direction at all, and he spoke very little. In fact, he confirmed his name and his address, and when he was asked, do you accept that you're guilty, he said yes. The judge said totally, and he said yes. So those were really, I suppose, the key words that Katerina Shilipova, the widow of the man killed, was waiting to hear. And I asked afterwards how she'd coped. And extraordinarily, she told me she felt sorry for the Russian tank commander. But then she said, but I can't forgive him for this crime.
What were the circumstances of the killing?
Well, there was, we heard from the prosecutor the details that he gave, and that and that Vadim Shishimarin, the tank commander, will be questioned about today in court. Now, what we understand happened is that there was a Russian tank unit which rolled across the border into the Sumy region at the very beginning of this war, and Vadim Shishimarin's unit was there. There was a number of tanks. They came under fire from the Ukrainians, and they were eventually forced to withdraw and to retreat. And at some point, it became completely chaotic. Apparently, Vadim and four other Russian soldiers stole a car. They tried to escape by car, and they came across Alexander Shilipov, a 62-year-old man. He was on his phone. Now, the explanation is that the Russians thought he was calling in their position, their movements to the Ukrainian army, and that one of the five men ordered Vadim Shishimarin to shoot the 62-year-old dead. The prosecutor says he fired 4 to 5 shots at the head of Alexander Shilipov and killed him on the spot. Now, Vadim Shishimarin, the Russian commander, tank commander, says he was following orders. In court yesterday, the prosecutor said the man who gave the order wasn't even his commander and he should have ignored that order. So essentially what we'll hear going forward is the explanation for why the Russian tank commander shot this 62-year-old man. But the most important part of it has already passed, I suppose, in the sense that he has pleaded guilty. But as you said, it is important, a key moment for Ukraine, because this is the first war crimes trial that's taking place here. And they know very much that they're in the public eye, they're under international scrutiny, because it is happening so quickly and happening, of course, with the war still going on.
And what is Russian reaction to this trial that's now got underway? And will there be fallout, for example, for the Azov force taken from the Mariupol steelworks?
It's a good question. I mean, the reaction so far is absolute deafening silence. In Moscow, we have a connection to the Kremlin. There are conference calls to the Kremlin every day. And I asked my colleagues in Moscow to question Vladimir Putin's spokesman yesterday on their call about this trial. And for the second time, having been questioned about it, he said he had no information, which is quite extraordinary, isn't it? You know, you've got a young Russian soldier on trial accused of a war crime, and the Kremlin says they know nothing about it. He then questioned more generally about the accusations of extremely serious war crimes being committed and having been committed by Russian troops here, the Kremlin's response once again was the standard line that it is all fake news, that it is all staged, and that it is absolute nonsense, which the Kremlin claims has been proved by its experts. Well, you know, obviously we've been gathering the evidence of those war crimes on the ground here, and obviously the Kremlin is not telling the truth. So this is a big moment for Ukraine. But as you say, it could have ramifications for the Azov fighters who have been evacuated into Russian-controlled territory from the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol. It's possible that the calls for them to face war crimes trials in Russia could be some kind of attempt for some kind of tit-for-tat moment. So perhaps the Russians will look to exchange prisoners at some point, or perhaps they'll take revenge by putting Azov fighters on trial in Russia. But at the moment, they say that the only response has been deafening silence from Kremlin.
Sarah Rainsford in Kyiv, thank you for joining us.